Little Dixieland. I hope that you like Dixieland music. We like to think of it as a happy music, and we hope someday that dance bands and Dixieland bands will really come back to the front again. Now, I would like to also say that on our TV show, we have a called Happy Game Time. And we do that for a very obvious reason. We have no losers on the Bob Crosby Show. There it is, real Dixieland. I hope that you like Dixieland music. We like to think of it as a happy music. And we hope someday that dance bands and Dixieland bands will really come back to the front again. Now, I would like to also say that on our TV show, we have a puppy, and we're very blessed that we can give away gifts and have winners on every game we play. And today, tonight I have asked Bob DeHaven, who is a star in his own right, if he wouldn't come on out here and take the place of Jack Nars, who runs our Happy Games, and we'll have three contestants that we've chosen from the audience out here. I haven't met them as yet. Bob, would you come on out here and let's meet these... We have three couples, don't we, Bob?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we do, Bob, and they're right on the other side of the auditorium. Boy, do you put me in a good spot on this show to follow these bobcats.
Well, you're big enough to follow anything, Robert.
Well, I'll say. I wish you bobcats could follow bobcats sometimes and find out how it is. Yes, we do have them, Bob. They're on this side of the stage. Can I take over? Oh, come right out here, ladies and gentlemen. They were picked from the early arrivals here tonight. I don't know their names, but you introduce yourself, and in that way we'll find out who they are. This is Bob Crosby, and you folks are?
Art Andreessen, Pat Andreessen.
Well, how are you, Art? Where are you from, sir?
Minneapolis.
Oh, and can we face the audience out there? So some of your folks might be here who are in the audience. What do you do here in Minneapolis?
I'm a pharmaceutical salesman.
Do you want to give the name of the firm? Let's get a plug in here.
Kremer's Urban Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And Pat, are you a housewife, a homemaker, I should say?
A homemaker and a Girl Scout leader.
Well, wonderful. And let's meet our next couple.
Step over here, will you, please? You may step back. All right.
What is your name, sir?
Chuck Myrie.
Bob Crosby, nice to know you. Is this your wife, Jean?
Yeah.
Nice to know you, Jean.
Excuse me, Bob. Ask this fellow when he was a halfback in the University of Minnesota football team.
Oh, did you play with the University of Minnesota? What year?
Back in about 37, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were a little... Were you around when Art Farmer was playing fullback?
Well, he was ahead of me.
Was he a little ahead?
Yes, sir.
Well, he was ahead of me, too. He went to school at Gonzaga, and somehow or another, Minnesota got him away from us. He was a high school player there, and he came back here. But a wonderful friend of the Crosbys, wonderful football player, too.
About 100 yards ahead of you, is that right?
Yeah, he was about 100 yards ahead. Well, it's nice to have you here, and I hope that we can win you a nice gift. And this couple over here?
Wayne Kleinfelder.
Wayne
Kleinfelder.
And where are you from? And Mrs. Kleinfelder, I presume. How do you do? You're from
Minneapolis,
and what do you do, sir?
I'm a sales desk clerk at the Williams Hardware Company.
Williams Hardware Company.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, do you want to take over from here? I just wanted to meet these folks who had enough courage to play this game, because I happen to know what sort of a game we've set up. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Just like you, Bob, to want to know who's who. Very good.
Thank you, Bobby.
Only a little more remains to be told. Shall we step out here together? That's nice. Oh, golly. And your first name was Pat?
Jane.
Oh, Jane. All right. And Jane Myrie. Jane, how long have you known your husband?
About 17 years.
How long have you been married?
14.
Well, you know him pretty well then, don't you? How
pretty
many
well.
Youngsters you got, Jane?
Four.
And where do you live in the city?
Richfield.
All right. May I step in front of you? And how long have you been married? You're Mr. Kleinfelder, aren't you?
No, Andreessen.
Oh, Andreessen. Art. That's right. Andreessen becomes Anderson very easily, doesn't it?
Very definitely.
How long have you two been married?
13 years.
Uh-huh. And you got youngsters, too?
Yes.
Do you know your husband pretty well, Mrs. Andreessen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, never mind here. We get acquainted here. Loosen up a little bit. You're taking this so seriously. You were so nervous when you were talking to Bob Crosby. I'll tell you about Crosby. He's a big star, but I'll be here Monday. Yeah.
Monday.
And he'll be in Hollywood. Well, then you've known him. How long did you say?
Known him 15 years.
And you can identify him pretty well if you see him in a crowd, right?
Oh, sure.
Yes, you took another look to make sure. You know how that is. All right, may I step in front of you? And you are Mrs. Kleinfelder.
Yes, I am.
And I'm going to take a guess at how long you've been married. Oh, about 12 years.
Careful, 7.
Oh, well, how many youngsters have you got?
We have none.
Uh-huh, and you recognize your husband quite easily.
Yes, I lived by him quite a while.
Yeah, he's kind of perspiring there. The juice is coming out of him. This is the first time you've been in front of a big crowd like this?
Yes, it is.
Well, turn your back on him, nuts to him. That's the way to do it. There you are, see? That's a way to relax. If this was tough, I couldn't do it. All right, if I hand out these handkerchiefs, will you, husbands, blindfold your wives? One wife to one husband now. We want to keep this the way it is in the book. There you are. All right, blindfold your wives, and then we'll begin the game. Isn't this fun? All right. This is going to be a test to see how well they do know their husbands. And I think you've seen it on Bob Crosby's TV show. If you've seen every one of them, maybe you've missed it. You're going to have some fun. Now we'll put you girls after you. Look at her. She wants to be sure he's right there. Yeah, he's there. That's right. He's going to be there a long time. All right, now you move over here. That's right. And you girls stand together. Will you gentlemen come out in front, and we'll bring on some of these other props here that we have. All right, will you boys get behind this deal right here? That's it. You go right over there. That's very good. Mm-hmm. Now they're behind a sort of a black velvet thing here, and as they try to look out of it, the window's so small that only their noses come out of it. Uh-huh. All right, boys, advance. How do you like that? Uh-huh. There are three hard-up clothing salesmen looking at a Braves baseball game. This is Uncle Bob over here, ladies. You aren't nervous or anything, are you? Well, I'll tell you what's happened. Your husbands are behind a contraption over here through which only is sticking their noses, you see. And, well, don't laugh yet. You don't know the rest of it. And I'm going to take you over there one by one, and you're going to attempt to identify your husband by, investigating his proboscis or his proboscis. Well, whatever is Latin for his nose, that's what you're going to investigate. And when you think that you've found the nose that belongs to your husband, then you pull up your blindfold, don't take it off, and plant a little kiss on that nose. Is that all plain? She nods her head no. In order that you know what a man's nose feels like in the dark, you can put your hand on mine. There. That's me. I'll take you over first, and your first name was?
Jane.
All right. Jane, you just follow right over here with me. You other girls can stay in the dark. It doesn't make a difference. Now, here are the noses. I'll put your hand up. You want to use your right hand? All right. You may try this one. Go ahead. Oh, right there. There. Uh-huh. What do you have to say about that one? Well, here, try the next one. Right there it is. Lady! You're not supposed to pull it off and take it home. And here's the third one over here. Try this one. All right, now which one do you pick out and do you think is yours?
The middle one.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what to do. Here it is right here. Now, don't pull them so hard. There. All right, very good. Now you may stand over there and take off your blindfold right there and face this way. Boy, has she got a grip. All right, here's our little lady who was so nervous. Your first name?
Pat.
Oh, yes. All right, Pat, you step over here with Uncle Bob. Come on, it's safe. I've got three kids. You're behind me. Yeah. She really can't see, you know? Can't see me. All right, here are the three noses sticking through the parapet here. And where? Right in front of you. You can use either hand. Just run it right up there, and you'll run into something. There. Uh-huh. Does that feel like your husband's nose?
I don't think so.
You want to try this one at the same time?
Wait, can I hurry up?
You want to try the other one, too? I don't think you can reach that far. Well, we'll go down here ourselves. All right. You're coming to the other one. No, that's too high. He's down. There. Do you think that's your husband?
I don't think so.
You don't think that's yours?
No.
Well, you want to go back now?
Yeah.
She likes this! Well, here's the last one over this way. That's it. Is the one you want?
You think so high up.
You think this is your husband? But he's too high up? Well, up we go, honey.
There.
All right, now you can step over here. I'll help you over here, and you can take off your blindfold. We still have one girl to go. We got to get rid of these noses. You can't hold them over, you know that. So we step over here and get our last young lady, and you're Mrs. Kleinfelder?
Yes, sir.
All right, how do you feel, Mrs. Kleinfelder?
Nervous.
You're nervous, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, we don't have to sing anyway. I'll start you at the other end just for variety's sake. You're at the left end now, and put your hand up and see what you can find. How does that feel?
Cold.
Cold. That's a cold one. Well, if it were a dog, he'd be healthy. Over this way, dear. Here's the next one. Uh-huh. You've missed them. You overshot. How does that feel?
It feels more like it.
Oh, more like it. All right. Step over this way. Heck of a place for a guy who ad-libs. And how about this?
Too little.
Too little. Now, which one do you decide is yours?
I think the one in the center is my husband.
You what?
I think the one in the center belongs to my husband.
You think the one in the center belongs to your husband. Well, try it again. This is it, eh? All right, that's your husband.
Uh-huh.
Very good. You step over there and take off your blindfold now, will you please? And Bob Crosby's going to meet you. And you can take our property away now, and we'll see how you girls came out. Mm-hmm. Just take it right off. Yeah. Now, this gentleman was selected by which two over here? And which one do you really belong to? He's yours. Uh-huh. Oh, that's your... And you're the one that wanted it, eh? Uh-huh. Why don't you get acquainted here? You can stand on that side. And you took this gentleman over here? You had the middle one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you? Well, who's trying to slip in here? Which one did you pick? Well, get over here for the evening anyway. There you are. There's yours. And I want to point... This guy does not win the popularity contest. What'd you say?
I get to go home, huh?
Yeah, you get to go home and wipe your brow, old pal. Well, very good. Now, you're going to be rewarded for what you've done here tonight. Yes, sir. It just isn't all fun at your expense. They're laughing with you, not at you. Bring in the wonderful gifts we advertise, the gifts we have for you folks, and roll them out here so you can see. Now, how do you like that? $1 a second. We'll show that guy. Sir, this is a dryer and a washer a second. Mr. and Mrs. Kleinfelder, will you step over here, please? I would like to present to you this Whirlpool washer. This is your prize. There you are. This is the washer right here. No, that's the bra. You're in front of the washer. It's the finest automatic washer made, a Whirlpool, and I'm happy to present it to you on behalf of Gabbert's, the largest Whirlpool dealer in Minnesota. Gabbert's are happy, too, because now your wash days will be leisure days.
Thank you very much.
And that's all for knowing what the nose knows, my honey, darling, child, blues, waltz, and so on. All right, if you can step to the left, if you will, please. I'd like to have Mr. and Mrs. Chuck Myrie come over here, and we'll give to you a Whirlpool dryer on this side. Oh, boy. The finest automatic dryer, a Whirlpool. How's it look?
Wonderful.
Oh, gosh, for so little work, too.
Yeah, with four children.
Would you like... You got four children? Well, there would be room for all of them in there. That's fine. I want to present it to you on behalf of Gabbert's, the largest Whirlpool dealer in Minnesota. Gabbert's are happy, too, because now your wash days will be leisure days. Thank you, too. Well, our folks over here seem to be standing here without anything, but I'll tell you what you're going to get. A gift arranged by WCCO, and it's no small one, because it's a week's vacation for two, you two, American Plan, at Jim DeHaven's North Star Camp at Marcell, Minnesota, a free vacation! How is it? Oh, yeah. I got a kiss out of that, too. Thank you for being with us, and thank you, Mr. Van Zusen. You can walk off this way. At Jim's, you'll have a wonderful time, no meals to cook, and Ruth and Jim will greet you in the kitchen anytime at day or night to... you've got... Oh, this is going to louse up the timing, but they got a present for me.
They just said what you
had. Oh, fine. A nice gift. Fine. Very good. Fine. The handkerchiefs I get back, don't forget. Okay, girlies. This is going on and on. Now they're kissing Bob Cross. How do you like that? Uh-huh. Boy, oh boy. Well, I guess it's pretty safe to kiss a couple of guys with four kids each, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're going to be happy with all your gifts. And, Bob, I don't know whether I do it like your man does, but that's the best I can do, carry on all my...
Well, I'm going to say this before you leave. Bob DeHaven, you're one of the finest men that I've ever worked with. I mean it, really, and you did a wonderful job, and thank you, Bob. He is a wonderful guy, Bob DeHaven. I know you listen to him here on the air and see him on TV. And now I think it's about time that we ask Kathy to come out here and do a solo. I think she stopped shaking enough. I want you all to know that the past 5 months, Kathy has been going to school over in Switzerland. And isn't it nice to be able to send your daughter to a place that you can't afford to go? But she went over to Switzerland for a specific reason. One, I thought that perhaps it'd be nice if she learned to sing and speak a little French. And I've gotten the bill from the school, by the way, honey, and I now know that there are things in Switzerland higher than the Alps. I want to see if my money was well spent. You're going to sing Seven Lonely Days, which is an American song, but you're going to do it in French. And any of you folks who dig good French pronunciation, remember, she's only been over there a few months, but let me know if my money was well spent. Kathy, Seven Lonely Days. Spent. Kathy, Seven Lonely Days.
To the bootless man, now my time's a move. So I'm a done to love then, now for me, we joue. Toutes les petites choses qui m'ont bête, je laisse au coin. Je chante toute tête, mon petit refrain. Lundi, je m'en bête, mardi, je ne bats pas. C'est un désir bête qui n'en finisse pas. Jeudi, il faut suivre les sports de mercredi. La semaine, na ma tan l'amour, ça me donne la veine, pour mes huit jours. Toutes les petites choses qui m'embêtent, je les au coin. Je chante toute tête, mon petit refrain. Tout au bout de la semaine, na ma tan l'amour.
Oh, my darling, you're
lundi, j'ai mon bête, mardi, ce ne va pas.
There's no use in it now.
Ce sont des jours bêtes qui n'ont fini pas.
It was your favorite.
Jeudi, bon, oui, brûlé, mort de mercredi.
Last week was the
je ne comprends pas.
Oh boy, she looks just like a little old green mailbox, isn't that, with that little dress? We're going to have Kathy back again, but right now I want you to meet all of the modern heirs individually. I like to feel that when I work with my folks, that you know each one of us personally and that there is some bond between us of a personal nature. So first, The very lovely and attractive little Irish Colleen with the mods, Paula Kelly. Just a living doll. Paula, honey? And, of course, the leader of the mods, Happy Hal Dickinson. Hal, boy. Then the musical arranger with the mods, a very fine musical arranger, very fine lad, very handsome boy, Mr. Fran Scott. Great Scott. Fran, boy. And then the youngster with the mods, but a very fine talent, and I think you'll agree after he has done a number for you with the mods, this is Alan Copeland, a great talent. Alan, boy. And, of course, every group must have a bass singer. And this is their bass singer. He's the lowest, Johnny Drake. Johnny boy. Well, that is the personnel of the Modernaires and also the personnel of my TV family. Now, specifically, the reason I wanted you to know us all is that we travel a great deal like we do today. And being in Minneapolis, traveling from Los Angeles a couple weeks ago in New York during the Jackie Gleason show. And I want you to feel free that if you ever meet us on the street in your hometown, that you may come up and say, hi, Bob, or hello, Paula, or hi, Kathy, or hello, Hal, or hi, Fran. Remember me? I met you at the Aquitanial in Minneapolis. And won't you come to the house tonight for dinner? And we'll be right there. Here are the Modernaires singing a medley of wonderful songs. Kids, break it up now.
From the bottom to the top, we'll sing you a barbershop ballad.
I had a dream, dear, you had one too.
We'll even sing you some bop, 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 and I do bop, boot, and do bop, boot, and do bop, shooby doo. So we're here to bend your ear and quench your musical thirst. And here's the first song that we'll sing.
Why?
Because it's first.
When an irresistible force such as you needs an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard.
Who knows what the fates have in store
from their vast mysterious sky.
I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore,
but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something, somewhere, somehow, sometime.
And time can do so much.
Godspeed your love to me. I need your love, I need your love. Godspeed your love to me.
So much, ladies and gentlemen. If we may now, we'd like to sing our most requested song. We've recorded it three times in three different styles, but tonight we'd like to give you our brand new 1955 version of Jukebox Saturday Night. Yeah. Mopping up soda pop Ricky moves to our heart's delight.
Dance to swing roof wikis, Jukebox Saturday Night. After sipping a soda, we got a scheme. Somebody else plays the record machine. Let those records start to roll, and we'll listen to the singing of Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole!
A blossom fell from off a tray. It settled softly on the lips you told me. The dream has ended, for true love died. The night a blossom fell. And touched two lips that long.
Now we turn all the lights down low while Perry Como puts on a show.
Mockery, baby, whisper in my hair. Mockery, baby, whisper in my hair. And come a little closer, don't you have no fear.
Don't you know I love you, Kokomo?
You'll get a treat that can't be beat. You're gonna yell for more when the Will Maston Trio with Sammy Davis Jr. steps on the floor.
Hey, all of you cats, grab a hold of your hat. You're looking at the happiest dream. All right, yes, we're swinging tonight. But Daddy, my uncle, and me. Me, the guy to my left, the guy to my right. Taught me everything from A to Z. And whatever we do, well, we do it for you. But Daddy, my uncle, and me. Well, we sing and we dance. And if there's a chance, I do impersonations too. I jump and I shout, knock myself out. I do it all because of you. Well, we've been to the east, we've been to the west. We've really had a ball on TV. Now I'm with the show, cause we're ready to go. Daddy, uncle, and me, go, Dad. Oh, well. We'll be right back.
can pack a lot of experience into 72 years. And Foreman Ford and Company has packed nearly three-quarters of a century of manufacturing experience and distribution know-how into every top-quality product this company makes and distributes, and into the methods used to make those products. 72 years ago, Foreman Ford pioneered in the manufacture and distribution of paint and glass in this area. Yes, in 1883, the company was founded as the nation's first distributor of flat glass west of the Mississippi River. And that pioneering spirit has continued right down to the present time. Today, over 800 lumber dealers and hardware stores in five states handle Foreman Ford products, the finest quality paint and glass products for any job, large or small. Today, the company is one of the world's largest distributors of Libby Owens Ford thermopane window glass and plate glass, of Conier storefronts, Insulux glass blocks, and Matico floor tile. And this great company also manufactures hundreds of famous paint products, featuring grade one house paint and roof dress, all carrying the trustworthy brand name of Foreman Ford, a pioneer in the paint and glass field since 1883. This second half of the WCCO Aquatennial Radio Show has been brought to you by Foreman Ford and Company and its more than 800 lumber dealers and hardware stores in five states. Our program continues with Jan Murray and Guy Mitchell over WCCO Minneapolis and St. Paul.
And it's one of the finest firms of its type in the world. They put out many products. They put out lipstick, and they put out Deep Magic, and they put out, of course, the Tony Home Permanent and everything, and all their products are a stamp of being the top. And they're my sponsors this summer and all year, all fall, winter, and spring. I'm sponsored by the Mogan David Wine Company, one of the finest wines in the country. You don't have to take it from me, you know? Try it. What does it cost, a dollar? Try a bottle. If you hate it, you don't have to buy another one. You know what I mean? But it's a good wine, I know, because our firm is in Chicago, and every week in the winter, I run out there and jump on the grapes. And I do a lot of things for my... Want to see my purple feet? And anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to help me out, tomorrow you girls go out and get yourself the new self-timing Tony. Beautiful permanent. You put it up, and in 10 minutes, you got this beautiful wave. So you put your hair up, and while you're waiting, you drink out a bottle of Mogan David wine. Okay? This straightens out the hair, and you have to buy another Tony again. If you've never seen our show, please look for us. God bless you. Thank you.
And strong, he's young and he's tanned.
For this you adore him?
Now don't ask us why. We'll just put it this way. He's a real gone guy. Mr. DeHaven.
Guy Mitchell.
To ask forgiveness. Oh, it's too late for me to cry. Because she's gone, she's gone, she left this morning. And this is how she said goodbye. Now upon my pillow was a letter, and it said, I still don't want to scold. But honey, if you don't change your ways of living, may the good Lord have pity on your soul. Honey, now you know I love you as no other, but maybe you have played around too long. Ha-ha-ha, goodbye, good luck, and don't forget me, for I
will be a long time gone. Hot darn you, heifer. Oh, it's too late, my heart's a crying. Oh, yes, I should have known she'd go away. Hey, it's too late, 'cause now I'll suffer, I'm suffering. Oh, yes, it always seems to end this way.
Fine music,
fine service,
entertainment galore. A trademark at Sheik's, 60 years and more. No cover, no minimum. Sheik's fame is worldwide.
How about parking?
There's plenty outside.
Grandfather went there.
And father did too. They knew what they wanted. So how about you?
Yes, how about you? You know, you really deserve the pleasure of an evening at Sheik's, third, right near Nicollet in Minneapolis.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
Say, Sadie, I got an idea.
What is it, Robert? What is it, my boy?
Do you think you and I'd upset anything if we invited Bob Crosby and Jan Murray to come out here and reminisce a little bit?
I think that would be a splendid idea. How about you folks? Wouldn't you like to see them once more?
Here they come.
Well, Mr. Crosby and Mr. Janny Boy, we just wanted you and all of your fine performers to know how much we have enjoyed your performance tonight.
Well, thank you, Cedric. You and Bob both know how I feel about you two and the privilege of working with you. I have nothing but respect and admiration for the both of you. Cedric is the ace commentator of the Northwest, certainly, and Bob is one of the finest gentlemen I've known in Minneapolis. And I also must say thanks so much to Wally Olson and to the Corollaires. I thought they were wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Really did a great job.
Come on, everybody.
But most of all, I want to thank you, the people of Minneapolis and of the vicinity around, who have been patient enough to sit for more than 2.5 hours. I hope we haven't bored you. I hope you've enjoyed us. Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Dan Murray, have you anything to add, sir?
Well, I think I said it all about a minute ago, so again, I just want to thank you and pay tribute to you fine gentlemen, of course, to the orchestra and the Corollaires, and I just want to say that I'll promise to try to learn some new material for next year. I'll study like mad, and I hope you find it in your hearts to invite me again, if not next year, maybe the year after, or sometime. I'd love it.
Well, you know, in just a little while, most of us will be miles and miles away from this marvelous lake country. But believe me, we'll be a long time forgetting the fine and wonderful time we've had. And I think we've got just time enough to do a little number for you that we all especially like. It's a song of home. It's sort of a friendly song. And thank you for all of the memories that you've given us tonight. Wally, could we have a downbeat?
Beyond the blue horizon waits a beautiful day. Goodbye to things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. See a blue horizon. My life has only just begun. Beyond the blue horizon lies a rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about bringing out all these fine artists one at a time? I wrote it down, Bob, just so I make sure I don't forget anybody because I'm so dizzy now. I'll forget my own name. for a real last cheer. Let's say goodbye to all of them. It was just wonderful. Carol Richards.
Come on, everybody.
Beautiful Kathy Crosby. Handsome debonair Guy Mitchell. And of course, one of the greatest acts in our show business industry. They're already on. Let's give them a real cheer. The Modernettes. And the wonderful, exciting Bobcats. Well, and of course, last but not least, two guys who work like Trojans, knock themselves out to put this affair over year after year, and then stay here all day, help put the show on, and then act as master of ceremonies. Let's bring them both out once again. Bob DeHaven and Cedric Adams.
Now I wonder if all of you wouldn't join all of us, and let's have another chorus of Beyond the Blue Horizon. Wally, can we have it?
Just heard the finale of the 1955 Aquatennial Radio Show, brought to you by Sheik's Cafe, for over 60 years, one of the nation's outstanding restaurants. Tonight's program was written and produced by Bob McKenzie, Jack Houston, and Val Linder. Stage effects and lighting by Don Stoll. The WCCO Orchestra was conducted by Wally Olson. The Minneapolis Choraleers by Bob Mansky. The entire production was under the direction of Bob McKenzie. This is Dean Montgomery concluding the 1955 WCCO Aquatennial Radio Show.
The gift house stamps you get at National Tea are the same gift house stamps you get at service stations, drugstores, and clothing stores. All are the same. All go into the same book. Give yourself a gift of distinction. Save gift house stamps when you shop next week. WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul, good neighbor to the Northwest.